Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my reasonably priced, but now overly priced, friend Frank. How are you?
I'm good. I wish I had a jingle about myself. You know, I wish that there was like a Frank song people could sing and it would make them want me.
I don't want to grow up. I want to be a Frank and Us kid. Like that.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never mind. I don't want that anymore.
No. Fine. You do
now
it.
Now that I have it, I don't want
the
it.
Best part of waking.
Oh,
up.
No. No. It's Elliot in your cup. In your cup.
When I was growing up.
Yes.
Our Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer special. The 60s
the
one.
Bass, yeah.
Yeah. We had all the commercials on it.
Nice.
So like I still have memories of not just Rudolph, but those Christmas commercials like plugged in. And there was a Playmate, because is that the Playmate Play Tyke? Can't remember, but it's like I can't remember, but it was like a toy train and
okay.
like that. But it was all but then immediately after that was the Folgers.
Oh, cup.
And so the Folger song. So this just like it is just stuck in my.
Sure.
Those things
sure.
are all linked in my brain forever.
I have things like that too, where I have The Sword in the Stone and Robin Hood were both on. I think they were on two different
yeah.
tapes, but I taped those off of TV. My dad did for me, and the commercials for from those are just like lodged in my head, and like
yep.
I can almost hear, like, when I think of the songs, I can think of like what commercial came after it. I watched them so much.
Yeah.
And most of them were like toy commercials mm-hmm. of like from the 90s.
Ooh-la-da, Jollywood day.
Sock 'em boppers, more fun than a pillow fight. Like, literally, that's how it works. That's
out.
How it goes.
Did you want sock 'em boppers?
Kinda.
Yeah.
Kinda. Yeah. Sock 'em boppers were, you know, they were inflatable boxing gloves, basically. It was like, blow up your gloves and then go punch your brother. I mean, that's, you know?
That is so true.
That's what they were for.
And then you get in trouble, but like, I forgot to blow them up. I'm not perfect.
Whatever, Mom.
Yeah.
His nose will grow back. It's fine. I did kind of want sock 'em boppers. Were there any like 90s toys or things that you wanted but never had?
Yeah, my parents were generous. They certainly didn't get us everything that we wanted, but we didn't we weren't like, you know, playing with rocks, you know, either.
Oh man.
But they
I love my pet rocks. Don't you dare.
No, whoever came up with that is a genius and a terrible person.
Yep.
So yeah, there were a couple things that I definitely wanted. You should tell me what beer you're drinking first, though.
I'm drinking
a
Leinenkugel.
Yes.
Yeah.
The ginger shandy from last week.
That's right. Yes, it's a shandy style beer inspired by their Prohibition era ginger ale.
It's from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
Ooh.
it's where Jack Dawson says he's from.
He says he's from.
Good.
You know
that Jack Dawson says from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, from Titanic?
No,
yeah.
Did not. I have never had something quite like this. We had it last week, but I really didn't describe it very much. I mean, it's not like not your father's ginger ale.
No, it's not. It's not carbonated like that.
No,
it's a shandy.
It's not a.
It does make my stomach feel good.
It does.
The ginger.
Yeah, but it is. It's very much like you've got. I imagine what's probably a lager, or ale. Okay, yeah, with some ginger flavor. It's
sure.
It's truly a ginger flavored ale.
Yeah,
it's different. It's different. I like it.
Okay, toys.
Toys. That. If you're just joining us, Tim's telling us about toys he wanted.
Toys. Makes you sound greedy. This is your topic idea. I mean, there was definitely things that I could think of.
Sure.
The first thing that I when you said we should talk about this, the first thing that came to my head were not like a little toy or anything like that, but the Power Wheels.
Yeah,
the battery powered. I can drive the car thing. I wanted one so bad. They were so expensive, and I even knew.
Oh yeah,
that it wasn't a possibility. But when I was growing up, we had this little plastic red, like Flintstones type car. You know, you move it with your feet, and it had a yellow roof. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Cozy coupe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I have one.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, I think like Power Wheels was the next logical step in my brain. There's a video of me when I'm a little kid, on my birthday, unwrapping a like pedal it yourself tractor. Kind of thing, but I'm so short, my feet don't reach the pedals, so I can't actually use it, and I start I start bawling, like, because like it's probably the first time in my little brain that I'm recognizing limitations, you know what I mean, and like I'm having a little existential crisis on my birthday, and it's all just happening on camera. It like makes me sad thinking about it, because my parents are like, no, it's okay. Like, you'll grow into it. It's okay. Like, no, I won't. Like, it's so funny to watch now. Still makes me sad, because they were very good, and they returned it. Because it would just been a symbol of
failure,
a symbol of failure,
of wanting.
Yeah. Oh goodness, I'll never forget that. So yeah, there was a. I think there was a. I have a vague recollection of a Batmobile Power Wheels. I would have loved that as a kid, or now.
I would have loved any Power Wheels at that age. You know, like,
yeah, I loved cars.
And yeah, I didn't know a lot about cars. I've never been like a car guy.
Yeah.
Was, oh yeah, the horsepower or whatever. I don't.
How many horses you got in there?
Oh man, so many
seven horses.
That's crazy.
Wow.
But yeah,
where do they fit in? They must be minis. Yeah,
little Sebastian.
They must be the little Sebastians of horsepower. Oh boy.
I never have one, but I would have taken like a Jeep or whatever, like anything I would have.
Yeah.
But they were so expensive.
So expensive.
So expensive. And to this day, when I see little kids, obviously I'm too old for one. I don't want one now. But whenever I see little kids who have one, I'm like, you spoil little brat.
Yep.
Freaking hate you.
Yep. I hate you, brat. Yep. How dare your parents make enough money to love you.
To just throw money at you
like this. Yeah.
To buy your love with a car.
My parents loved me with ingenuity.
Yeah.
Yeah. And imagination.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, this is very clever of my mother. So we used to make Play-Doh instead of buying Play-Doh because it was then, because it's an added activity that you have to make it. And
sure.
The food coloring and everything like that.
Oh, okay. My mom would sometimes make cookie dough.
And
make extras so we could play with it or whatever.
Okay. But, yeah.
But never like color it and stuff. That's actually very clever.
Yeah. It's extremely clever. Because then you could choose the color and how much, and then you can make different batches. It was really, really smart.
Very clever.
Yeah. It didn't last. It doesn't last as long.
No.
It hardens a lot faster,
yes.
But it's good for like a day's activity.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe two. It's like not quite.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, so that's what about you? Is there something that you wanted for Christmas?
You know,
because I haven't bought you a Christmas gift yet, so I might as well listen.
Ooh, the first thing that
I'll take a Power Wheels. Thank you.
Noted. First thing that came to my mind was, do you remember Laser Challenge?
Sure do.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
You wanted a Laser Challenge.
A Laser Challenge set, and I wanted. Remember the little robot that it came with? It was basically like a little, think Roomba, right? Okay. Where, like, it bounces off the walls and it knows, like,
sure, stuff. Yeah.
But if it was, but it was, but it, so it worked like a Roomba, but it was like a little cylinder type thing, like maybe the size of like a beer can.
Uh-huh.
And it was like the remote.
It was like the remote from Star Wars, right? Yeah.
You would shoot it. So it would shoot at you and you had to shoot back. And so if you didn't, basically, if you didn't have a sibling or a friend to play with, you could just play with the robot.
If you were a lonely child, nerdy child,
right,
and you didn't have friends, you could be friends with the robot,
exactly,
that would try to kill you
so
with lasers.
I didn't have a brother growing up. I had a sister and like she didn't. Now she would probably be like, yeah, let's go play laser tag,
that
because she grew
so
up to
true.
Be a nerd.
Yeah.
But when she was a little girl and she was very much like the girly girl and was like, I want to wear a dress and like that kind of stuff.
Oh,
so
really? Okay.
She didn't want to, she wouldn't like want to play, you know, like cops and robbers with me or whatever. So, I'd be like, fine. Then I'm just going to like play with, I want to play laser tag and I want to play it in the backyard and I want my little robot to play with me. That's what I wanted. But I never.
Yeah. But you never had one.
I know. Instead, I had to like play with my sister and my cousin and like.
How dare you play with real people?
Play with real people instead.
Ugh, how awful!
How
the funny thing is
goosh.
That like, if you had the laser set, and your cousin and your sister were there, maybe you actually could have played. You're like almost like assuming.
Maybe we would.
You
yeah.
could have still have done that.
Maybe.
Creepy crawlers.
Hmm. I completely forgot about those.
We, we had one actually.
Oh.
Now that I remember this, so I want to move on.
No, that's fine. You can talk about it. Talk
I can't believe that I like that's so funny that I like blocked it because I remember. Yeah, we did have one. It was
really?
Good fun,
nice.
As I recall. Wow, good times. See, I don't like bugs either. So it's, but like they were just like not real enough for it to matter. But like, I think it goes back to the, like creating the Play-Doh thing.
Yeah.
It goes back to creating the Play-Doh thing for sure, actually, because, wow. Yeah. Because you're just making stuff. That's so weird. I forgot that we even had one. It must've been a gift.
Oh, okay.
Cause I don't remember. I remember some Christmases. Like I remember getting certain stuff. I remember like the Power Rangers Christmas where my parents got every, it's like my mom went through like Jingle All the Way to get us, to get us Power Rangers stuff.
Right, right.
And I don't remember getting Creepy Crawlers, but I remember having it. I remember using it and I remember it, like putting it away and like all the stuff, but that's so weird.
That's so weird.
Yeah, Power Rangers Christmas though, that was a good, that was a good Christmas.
Good Christmas.
Literally, like almost every Power Ranger, like their flippy heads, where it was like
nice.
They looked like regular people. Then you flip their heads, and they had the helmet on. Yeah, the
super
Zords,
cool.
All that stuff. That must have been a hell of an expensive Christmas.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Hoobly. Yeah.
Sounds my sounds like my Lego Christmas.
You had a Lego Christmas.
I had a Lego Christmas.
That's an expensive Christmas.
Yeah, I know. And
yeah.
Keep in mind how close my birthday is to Christmas. It was also a Lego birthday.
Oh my God. That's well, they're like, well, if we buy them these, we don't have to buy them anything for the rest of the year.
Basically. Yeah. Yeah. It was a great Christmas. That was probably one of the top. Okay. So speaking of things that we wanted, but we also had.
Why did you also remember one? Sure.
Yeah, I did. So I'm going to put these together. Koosh and Nerf. Remember Koosh?
Oh, yeah.
So I had a Koosh.
We had Koosh balls, but that's
yeah,
about it.
I had a
yeah.
Koosh ball, like a basketball set that you wouldn't put on like the
yeah, sure,
back
yeah,
of
yeah,
your
yeah,
like
yeah.
bedroom door. So I had one of those, but I always wanted like more. Actually, lately I want a Koosh ball to put on my desk as like a stress ball.
Oh yeah,
but like
they smell weird.
Do they?
They make your hands smell weird.
I don't remember what they smelled like.
Yeah.
I just remember I had a blue and green Koosh ball, and I kind of want like that. I want a blue and green one, like the one I used to have. And then Nerf, I didn't have a lot of Nerf guns, and I'm not sure if the one I'm thinking of was Nerf. But do you remember the things, they probably still make them, that shoot like the little like Nerf material, like discs?
Yep,
like,
I
they're
do.
They're not like darts, but they're, yeah. I'm not sure if it's Nerf or not. It might be.
It was like rapid fire Nerf.
It could be,
yeah
some are rapid fire, some are just mm-hmm. not. But and you shoot them and like the discs like glide like Frisbees, like. Like
yep.
they're little. They're
yep.
like probably
I know
two or three
exactly
across.
What you're talking about.
They're like donut shape. Like they're
mm-hmm.
like a ring. I had one of those, but it wasn't like a straight up gun. It was a TIE fighter.
Oh.
With like a J-shaped handle coming out of it.
Okay.
So like
sure.
out of the back of the
yeah,
TIE in
the back of the TIE fighter.
And I had one of those, and so I would I remember my cousin and I think I would like, he would shoot them at me and I would like hit the little Nerf things with my lightsaber. Like I was deflecting them with my lightsaber.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Because they would fly at you kind of slow, you know? Sure. So you could just, you could just hit them and feel like you were like a Jedi. It was kind of cool.
That's very cool.
But I want those again, so I'll put those in under the I had them, but I want I them had category. Them, but
I don't want like a creepy crawl thing again. I don't want it again.
No, I heard, no. That's a Christmas. Merry Christmas.
No.
Getting a creepy crawler Power Wheels.
So this is something that I had in, this is something that I remember having in nursery, but okay. I didn't have at home. But I loved it. It was the Fisher-Price Great Adventure Castle.
Okay.
If I show you a picture of it, you'll probably remember it here. Okay. I pulled it
up.
Oh,
yeah. I remember having that.
It's big and plastic, and it's got like a moat around it.
Sure.
And the little dungeon slides up on one of the towers.
I didn't have one myself, but I think we had one in school.
Yep, we had one in school.
Something like that.
Yeah.
We had a doctor's office even or something.
Something like that. Yeah. It was like definitely one of those. Like a lot of kids could play with this set.
Yeah.
So, but I used to play with that all the time in nursery school because, you know, why develop children's brains when they could play with toys?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Explains a lot about me, doesn't it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I loved that thing. It was like, I mean, the characters were bright and fun and colorful. The playset wasn't heavy, even for a kid. You could get so much done with it. It was fantastic. So much fun.
Nice.
Yep.
Do you remember Talk Boy?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yep. Get out of here, you little jerk, or I'm going to slap you silly.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, as made famous by
Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Lost in New York. I remember the commercial for that. I think it was on the Robin Hood tape that I had.
Okay.
And I remember the commercial for Talk Boy.
King bed.
And there
and
was
a little,
this...
And a little cabinet you have to open with a key.
Right. So they would slow it down like that, right?
Yep.
And I remember...
I wanted a Talk Boy. I'm with you.
Yeah. And I remember that the commercial had this kid who was like, yeah, I want to play pranks on like your older brother. And so they would show like his older brother or maybe his older sister, like on a date, like on the couch with their like boyfriend or girlfriend, like watching TV after school.
Yep.
And the kid like recorded, hi kids, we're home early. And then he would go slow it down. Hi kids, we're home early. And you see the two like teenagers, like 13-year-olds who are like quote unquote dating
when they're watching
Arthur or something. Yeah,
right.
split apart on the couch. Oh no, my arm isn't around her. So I always wanted a Talk Boy.
So funny.
I heard something recently that Talk Girl had like fewer features than Talk Boy or something.
Wow. That is nonsense. Are you serious?
I don't know if that's true. I have no confirmation of this, but I'm looking at a picture of them right now, and they look like they're the same, but I did read or heard somewhere in passing that like Talk Girl had fewer features, and it was like why? I don't know. Because they thought girls were dumb and needed a simpler toy? I don't know why.
Wow.
But if that's true, that's ridiculous. If someone remembers that, I don't know the specifics. I never had either of them, so I don't know. But if you had a Talk Girl or know someone who did, write to us, beerwithgeeks@gmail.com, because I would very much like to hear what was different about Talk Girl.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't necessarily want this, but it popped into my head. Remember Gak?
Oh, man. Yeah. Wasn't it just like dough?
Goo. Yeah. It's basically just like weird like doughy goo thing. Yeah. That's just a thing.
Like putty. It was like putty.
Yeah.
But it was shinier.
Shinier.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was gross.
Yeah.
I remember Gak. So
I forgot about Gak.
I was a big Ninja Turtles kid. My brother and I both were.
Okay.
And so we had a decent amount of Ninja Turtles toys as well. Some from the film, some from the cartoon from the 80s. All that stuff, but we always wanted the turtle blimp.
Oh,
and that thing was super expensive for no reason, for no stupid reason. but yeah, because I remember like always for whatever reason always wanting like the machine, like the Batmobile or the blimp or the turtle car or whatever. For some reason, like it didn't feel complete without also having the car to go with it. But I remember wanting the turtle blimp. Good stuff. I wouldn't even know what to do with that right what would I do with that now?
Yeah, right? Like, yeah. What would you, yeah. Like, I don't know, but just have it and look at it on my shelf and, yeah.
Yeah, that nah, it. Not putting that on a shelf.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, I eventually got a Game Boy Pocket. That was my first.
Oh, yeah, I had a Game Boy Pocket.
Game Boy Pocket. Yeah. A black Game Boy Pocket. But I always wanted a Game Gear. Remember Game Gear? Sega?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was like...
Because that was like next level. Like it was in color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
and
when,
all that stuff.
When,
yep.
When, I think it was from the time of original Game Boy. Like the yeah. big gray Game yep. Boy. And
ours got stolen. Oh. I remember they were stolen out of the van.
Oh, that's so sad.
I remember that. We had some good games for that.
That's so sad.
Too.
Ooh. Wow.
Wow, I haven't thought about that in a long time.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. That's a bummer.
Game Boy's how I discovered I get car sick.
Oh, actually, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, get nauseous. Sick makes it sound like
sure.
You don't want me in your car,
right?
But
right.
Yeah.
I always wanted Game Gear. My cousin had Game Gear, and I thought it was like the coolest thing. Like, how is it? Like, it's like a video game, but in your hand. I don't understand what's happening. Mm-hmm. This is black magic. And it was it was in color, and it was like the graphics were a little better. They were like. Not 3D, but they like had the illusion of maybe looking sort of 3D.
Yep.
Like it wasn't like N64 level, but yep.
But they were. It was like textured side scrolling.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. The textures made it look like.
Yeah.
Whoa, the motion is more real. But I don't understand what's happening here.
Oh
was,
yeah.
On this little like postage stamp size screen, but
yep.
But yeah, it was the coolest thing for its time. Talking about things that happen to Game Boys.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the Nintendo store in Times Square, actually, it may not be there anymore. But in Rockefeller Center, they at least used to have there's like a little in the store. There's like a little exhibit of like old, like here's the original Nintendo. Here's the original Game Boy.
Yeah. And stuff.
There was a Game Boy, an original Game Boy that a soldier brought to, the Persian Gulf in like 1989.
Sure. Okay.
And was attacked by like an IED, and the Game Boy, like the side of it was like melted and everything.
Oh my God.
And it still worked. Like the screen still turned on and everything. And they had it there under glass plugged in to an adapter and like on.
Wow. They don't make stuff like they used to.
I know, right? Like the thing was literally the side of it was melted plastic.
Wow.
And the screen was still turned on, working perfectly. Like
that's crazy.
It was an amazing thing to behold.
You look at a phone different, like weirdly, and it'll stop working.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And this,
what are you looking at me that way
1988
for?
1988 or 89, whatever, like Game Boy that went to war in Iraq and came back and it was fine.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I mean, my phone didn't recognize my fingerprint the other day and I had an existential crisis about it. I mean...
Right, you're like, I need a new phone. That's it. It's over.
Yeah, it's over. Who am I?
Are this these iPhone my, 7 that I've had for 2 months is already old.
Are these my fingerprints? Who's like, maybe I'm not the real me. I don't know. Yeah, that was...
Oh, man, rough times.
I know. Crazy stuff. Is there any of that stuff from the 90s that you would, like, if you saw it, you'd be like, yeah, I want to buy this?
Ooh. I mean, probably not most
of it. I wouldn't buy any of it. I think I would buy it for people as a joke, like if I knew.
Yeah, maybe.
Like if I knew somebody was like, I really want like a Nerf or Gak or, you know, a Playmobil playset and it's not $450 right. Because it's a 90s toy and they don't make it anymore.
Maybe I'd buy somebody like a Nerf gun or a Super Soaker or something like that as a joke or maybe like, I don't know, maybe I'd buy somebody Laser Challenge or something like that if it was still around. Like,
sure.
How many of those things are still around? That's the question. Like, how many of them still exist and you can buy them at the store?
Ooh, I don't know.
Right? Like, not that many of them. Some of them do, but, like, I don't think you're going to go find sock and boppers.
No, probably not.
I don't think so.
Probably not.
There's your mainstays, like your G.I. Joes and your Barbies and that kind of stuff.
But see, like, but there are things that replace something like sock and boppers. Like, they make those Hulk cans, those, like, foam Hulk cans, which is basically the replacement.
It's kind of the idea,
Yeah. So, but it's great. There's so much stuff. And toys are... I don't want to say they're less for kids now, but like boys' toys like they're expensive because plastic is expensive because it's got petroleum in it. So
right.
it's you know, gas, when gas goes up, so does the price of plastic. Because
that's
those
right.
toys are pretty expensive. So, but I mean, like, you can't really get like a little action figure or whatever for like $5 for a kid anymore. It's like, here's $20
yeah.
for
yeah.
one toy. It's like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Did you ever have any of those handheld games that were like, it's just one game? Like, there was no cartridges. Like, it was just one game.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
We had a Ninja Turtles one.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I want to say we had a. Now, see, they went through two phases, right? So there was one that was like elongated, and it was kind of like they were really long because they had to fit all the hardware inside of it.
Okay.
And then they got updated, and then they were just like a square.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so we had a Ninja Turtle one that was really long, and I think we had a Jurassic Park one that was square. And that's all I remember.
I had a baseball one.
They were hard to see.
They were hard to see because they're also tiny screens.
Tiny screens. Plus, it was just like the black.
Black on, yeah, like a black and white.
Gray.
Yeah, right. And the background was usually like, they would try to be as minimalistic about it as they could.
It was just like, it was just there.
It would just be, yeah, it was just like a, yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
That,
so
right.
I had a baseball one that was like, the background was like a baseball diamond.
Yep.
Right? And you had to like try to hit the ball. And I had one that was the Millennium Falcon. And it was basically asteroids. It was basically you were dodging
sure.
asteroids
okay.
and then like had to shoot some of them and
sure.
get points. And so...
Well, the, you know, the success of navigating an asteroid
yes,
field is,
exactly.
you know...
Right. The probability is...
It's very difficult.
Never tell me the odds.
It's very... I'm not going to.
It's hard.
But it's hard even in video game form.
Even in video game form.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. So I remember that. And like it was typical to these games. Like the Falcon can be in like one of three spots on the screen depending where you put the... arrow, like it's going to be in the middle or the left or the right, and there's like only the three spots it can be. And
yep.
Anyway, but this thing, the actual handheld thing, yeah, exactly.
Yep.
The actual physical unit of it is shaped like the Millennium Falcon.
Oh,
and
yeah.
the top lid would like flip backwards and reveal the screen. Still
cool.
at my parents' house, maybe about 6 months ago, I went home and dug it up, found it just by accident, and put batteries in it. Still worked.
What?
Still worked.
What?
Yep.
That's nuts. They don't make stuff like
they
that.
They don't.
No.
They don't.
You cannot go to like sometimes I turn on my PS4 and I'm like, I wonder if this will work.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I wonder if this $400 thing I bought 2 months ago still works.
Right. Right.
Kind of like your phone.
Yeah.
I wonder if it still works.
Why is it all 2 months ago?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know.
Did I say 2 months ago?
Yeah, you said 2 months ago.
Well,
for
the phone actually
the
is
phone
two
is 2 months
That's
ago.
Why, yeah.
The PS4 is new, older than that.
Okay.
But. But
I didn't know when
so,
you got it.
It's funny that you went back to like
that
two,
is true. I didn't
2 months. That's my marker. Everything was 2 months ago or 2 months ahead of time.
Things have only happened in your life in the last 2 months, as far as I know.
You know,
I don't know anything that happened before that.
Maybe I'm not myself. Whoa. Existential crisis.
No, it's because my life started when I got married. No, never mind. I'm not going to say that. No, everyone hates that person who's
yep.
like, oh, my
yeah.
life started. When
they
I
do.
Began.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah,
yeah,
including me.
Yeah.
I hate you.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting
for my real life
what about...
to begin.
Please don't.
Do you remember that
what
from
about...
Scrubs?
No, I don't.
Oh,
that.
Good song. Anyway.
Is that from the musical?
I don't think that's from the musical. I think it's from another episode. I'm going to use my one lookup.
Okay.
Hold on. Go ahead.
While you're doing that, did you ever have any virtual pets?
I had Tamagotchi.
You had Tamagotchi? Like legit Tamagotchi?
I had a legit Tamagotchi.
Nice.
It was white.
Oh.
And in the fourth grade, they were banned from school.
Mm.
We brought them anyway.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
I didn't have Tamagotchi, but I had an R2-D2 virtual pet.
Oh,
it was an
cool.
actual R2-D2 license. Like, it was an actual Lucasfilm licensed. And you had to keep R2-D2 alive. You had to feed him oil or whatever it was. I don't know what it was. But I was not a very good virtual parent. Can you still? Is there like a Tamagotchi app nowadays? I bet there is.
I don't know. Check. Hold on. We'll listen to the song while you look.
Doesn't hold true. I guess sometimes you get lucky. What's going on?
She's coding.
You know, I think it was the musical episode. Maybe. Let's find out.
Any minute now, my ship is gone.
company. I'll keep checking the horizon. I'll stand on the bow. Feel the waves come crashing.
Come crashing down, down, down.
That's Turk.
Wow.
And you say, be still. Janitor.
Janitor, yeah.
Open up your heart, let the light shine in.
Carla, thanks.
I was going to see if you guessed it.
Yeah. Okay.
I just wanted to get to that part.
I did not. I don't remember that song. I haven't seen that episode in many, many years. And what I mainly remember is Guy Love, obviously, because it's the best song.
The ending musical scene in My Philosophy, season 2, episode 13. Oh. It's not the music. I didn't think it was the musical episode. Oh. Yeah.
Right.
Because I didn't remember that last song. That is a very pretty song, though.
That's
so
very nice.
Good.
That's very
I haven't watched Scrubs in a long time. I should watch it again.
Either. Yeah, I should too.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Well,
what were you looking up?
I was looking to see if it's a Tamagotchi app. There is.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, it has an Apple Watch app to go with it, too.
Oh, that's
which
dangerous.
Makes like all the sense in the world to do it on your watch, right? Like,
yep, absolutely.
It's 99 cents, which is not bad.
No, it's kind of it might be. Is it like the pixelation super crappy?
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the excellent. Official Bandai Namco Entertainment
wow.
Tamagotchi Classic. It's called 99 cents on the App Store.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
I am looking forward to possibly purchasing that. Who's to say?
Well, I think unless you have more. I think we're
now. If I racked, but what's the point in that? I used my lookup for Scrubs, something completely unrelated to what we were talking about.
Fair point.
All right, so you can find us on beerwithgeeks.com. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook and Gmail at beerwithgeeks if you want to send us anything or hear what we have to say. If you want to hear what we have to say, you'll have to listen to the podcast. If you want to read what we have to say, you got to go to those places.
That's right.
We want to read what you have to say. We would love to see your reviews and ratings in iTunes. We know you're out there. We've had a few more ratings recently, which is always appreciated. We would love to see more. You can also check us out on other shows on our podcast network, Thought Bubble Audio. You can check us out. Frank and myself at Supergirl TV Talk, where we talk about CW's hit show Supergirl, or you can check Frank and his wife Marissa, the woman who started his life, on The Marketers Next Door, in which they talk social media in the marketing world.
Yeah, and actually, I have an email here that I want to read, beerwithgeeks@gmail.com.
Okay, I thought you were going to say From the Marketers Next Door. I'm like, nope.
Nope, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Giovanni, this is a follow-up to our Doctor Strange episode, because we started talking about what movies are coming next in the Marvel Universe, and we were just like, I don't remember what order they're coming in. So he goes, hello, Frank, Tim, and of course, Palmer. He's the coolest. I'm a long-time listener of the show, long love every episode, wanted to give you some feedback on your Doctor Strange review. Very much agreed with your points about the film. Thought it was very entertaining. Awesome flick. Really surprised me, not being what I thought it would be. But you did have a slight error in Marvel movie release timeline. Next year we have Guardians 2, then Spider-Man, then Thor 3. We left out Spider-Man.
Yep.
Does count as Mars Marvel nowadays.
It is technically a Marvel movie now, even though it's released by Sony. Yep.
So he goes, Tim was right. You are partial geeks. Anyway, just wanted to send this in. Thanks for the quality entertainment each week. I look forward to every episode. Keep it up. So thank you, Giovanni.
Very good. Thank you very much.
You want to hear your email read on the show, email us at beerwithgeeks@gmail.com.
You want to hear your email read on the show in an untimely manner.
Yeah,
there you go.
There it is.
Yep. Very good. Okay. Well, until next time then.
Cheers.